morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What's up, son? What's going on, son?
Oh, he
I'm
is
in New York.
In
I'm up in New York, everyone. I'm in New York on 44th and 154th and 37th Street, son.
And how was it at Salsa Con Fuego?
Sybil, it was... Let me tell you what. If you ever had a bowling alley, right? You take a bowling alley. And you set the stage on top of the bowling alley, and then you do a comedy show. That's what it's like, right? As they're bowling.
They're bowling?
No, they're
it's
not
like
bowling.
That.
It would have been. It would have been better had they been bowling. They are loud and they are partying up in
there. I heard. Man. I've always wanted to go to that Tuesday set in New York. Up in the Bronx. What time does it start?
It didn't start at, like, 1.
Right.
1 a.m.?
Yes, 1 a.m. It's on a Tuesday night. They advertise all the time.
No, the music is Wednesday night. The music is Wednesday night. Comedy is always Tuesday night, but it is wow, man. I had a good time.
I've always wanted to go, but the hours, you know.
Yeah, well, 1 a.m. is a little different.
Thanks, Rod, for looking out, man.
Rob Staples.
Yeah, Rod Stapleton, man.
Oh, it is wild.
Man. Let me tell you something. Before I went on, in the Bronx, they had a dance contest before I went on. Before I went on, yeah. Like, you know, we use the old school dance contest at the Sky shows? They did that before they brought me on.
I heard.
So follow that, son.
Follow that.
Son.
Follow a fat guy with his shirt off. So, now do some comedy, son. But it was great. I had a good time.
So what time did you get out of there?
I just left.
Bet.
You just came to work.
Sip. We've been on the air there like 2 years, uh-huh. And I keep hearing about this set. And I wanted to go up in the Bronx.
Wow.
And they said it's, they advertise all the time.
Uh-huh.
And the commercial sounds so, they sound
it's
great.
Very inviting.
Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time.
They get in free. So, I mean, imagine that. They all get in free. It's like 700-800 people in free. And they're ready for comedy and they're partying.
Well,
and they're
I tweeted it about Jay's appearance.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, damn, I missed the 2-for-1 drinks. And I was like...
It's a wild spot, man.
That is so cool.
Thank you, New York. Thank you, New York.
Nice.
And Sib.
Oh, my God.
Player, you should see her.
Oh,
she is dragging.
What is wrong with her?
Man, she was up. She was up all night with this Super
thing
Tuesday.
That really, really upsets me about her. there's nothing else more that when she's sick, she brings her ass to work. What is wrong with her?
But no, here's the
but
thing.
But she's dragging because she was up all night.
Watching the, because.
Oh, I watched too, Sib.
Missouri is still not a go. We still don't know about Missouri.
How close is it?
It's so close, Tom. For both the Republicans and the Democrats, we're looking at about 1,000 votes separate Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders at this point. And between Trump and Cruz, it is about 2,000, less than 2,000 votes.
I watched this when I was waiting to go on, and Marco Rubio gave the speech he should have been giving the whole time.
Yeah.
What's that?
His goodbye speech.
Goodbye.
His goodbye speech was great. I'm like, you should have been giving that the whole time.
I was like, Marco, Paula, what are you doing?
Is he out now?
Yeah.
Little Marco's
yeah, he could not even get his home state of Florida yesterday.
Oh, that's
okay,
good.
So is it a done deal now? We know that Hillary is going to be the Democratic candidate and Trump's going to be.
Not yet.
But we're close.
But we're close.
Not yet. But anything to keep her out the house, I'm just happy. I'm so happy.
So Bernie's still in there.
Bernie is still in, but and Missouri, you know, could go for
and I'm at the house washing out polyester pantsuits. That's all I'm doing day in and day out.
What color kimono did she have on last night?
I didn't see it. I was listening on the radio, so I didn't see what she had on.
Oh, there it is. I'm looking at the TV
it
now. It's
yeah.
blue.
Yeah,
it's royal blue.
Oh, she had the blue one on. Oh, man, that's nice. We got several blue ones.
I can't wait. I gotta wait for Ken Smuckler.
He's
gonna tell us what the smuck is going on.
And there's a lot of smuck happening.
Oh, there was a lot of smuck yesterday, man.
But how was Chicago?
That's what got me, Tom, was watching my hometown and watching what was going on in the state's attorney's race, because this was a big race because of the Laquan case. And so this is the Laquan McDonald. This is where the video was held for 400 days. And so the state's attorney was running for re-election, and she was beat by a young woman whose name is Kim Fox, and she was endorsed by the county board chairman. And Kim Fox is from Cabrini-Green Projects. And an amazing story. And she's been on the show. Roland had her on a while ago. But she an amazing story, and she took
the prosecutor used to live in Cabrini Greens, in the Greens?
She grew up in the Greens.
I remember hearing
she grew up in the Greens.
And if you ever watch Good Times, that's based upon
Cabrini Green.
That is a great story.
It's a great story.
To defend your city and come from the Greens.
Yeah, and so a lot of the Black Lives Matter, and they're saying that they're calling it a victory for Black Lives Matters last night.
Yeah.
Because of the whole situation there in Chicago. And so she did win the primary. Now she goes on, and you know, for whatever that means in Chicago politics as far as the general election and a Republican,
but
they put up.
She's really the new prosecutor.
For all intents and purposes.
Same thing is true in Cleveland, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
The prosecutor that boggled the Tamir Rice?
Yeah, exactly. And so you have those, lost the race. Yeah,
she lost?
Yeah.
Who cleared the cops
early?
It's a man.
He lost early.
Is it McDonald?
I thought you were talking about the lady. Okay.
McGinty. Tim McGinty. And so he lost the race. And this is the man who, you know, less than 3 months after they began calling for him to be voted out for his handling of the case of 12-year-old Tamir Rice and the shooting death at the hands of the police. And so. This is what's so exciting about politics is that when people really do galvanize and come together for a purpose, and for all of, you know, our talking about politics and not making a real change, these are how you see changes on the local level, and then they move, you know, onto to the national stage as well. So
what happened with the race with Frank Underwood and Will Conway?
I haven't got. I'm still.
Will Conway and the general
and
on the same.
So Frank's running for office, player.
He's running for.
Are there dirty tricks in this one?
Oh my gosh! Are there ever?
Man. I'm not watching it.
You got to watch
dirty tricks. But it's close to what we're actually experiencing.
No, it's so true, Jay, because I'm at the convention now, and it's an open convention as far as all of this is concerned.
That's
and
where
this
you
is
are.
Exactly what they're talking about is going to happen.
Everything
that's
happening right now, they're talking about on Netflix, House of Cards. Everything,
really?
Yes.
And it's
I don't know when they shot this, but I think they shot it yesterday, last week, all the way down to Syria and Russia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
And talking about a group like ISIS, which is they don't.
What about Black
them.
Lives Matter? Are they in there too? They got a Black Lives Matter in there?
I haven't come across that.
They haven't got a Black Lives Matter storyline in there.
But I bet you they're working on it for next season.
I know they are.
Yeah, they better.
They're watching and writing. That's what they do. They watch, they write. They watch, they write.
Yeah, it's like any
Frank
other
Frank Underwood. Initials F-U. F-U.